You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
Great day today.
It is. It is.
I mean, I feel like this is the first time. Julie's been on the show before, but not in a long time, and I think it's been probably a really long time since I've interviewed her.
Since last spring, at least.
At least.
Right. So Julie's a sign of spring, I think. I like this.
I love it.
I'm going to have that put on my business card. Julie Ramey, Harbinger of Spring.
I love it.
I like it.
Yes.
So Julie has now introduced herself. She's Julie Ramey, but we don't know who she's with. She's with the City of Bloomington.
The City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department.
Absolutely. Yay. And people will recognize Julie's voice. She has one of those recognizable voices, and she's on radio commercials. And I always have to smile when I hear.
That's what I was just going to say. It makes you smile when you hear Julie, though.
She's so energetic and so enthusiastic about her job that it's a pleasure to have you here.
There's just everything to love about parks, so it's an easy sell.
It is, and she lives what she works. Because I'm Facebook friends with Julie, and I see her posting that she's hiking with her son and her dog, and she's always in the parks.
I thought you were going to say she lives on a park bench, but that's a whole other story, right?
Well, yes.
I don't know that.
I do like to spend time in parks.
So tell us a little bit about what you do as well as what's coming up. I know the new program guide is out or about to be out.
New program guide is scheduled to hit the streets on Friday. And that's the big day because when the summer program guide comes out, that means the pools open on Memorial Day weekend. So Bryan Park Pool and Mills Pool will open. The summer concert series will kick off in May. That's very exciting. Yeah. Concerts, of course, on the Courthouse Square and then at 3rd Street Park and at Bryan Park. The free concerts are always just a big part of Bloomington tradition, and everyone loves to go out and hear some music in the park.
I was going to say, it's always a big day when it gets announced. I swear on Facebook, everybody's like, ooh, did you see who's going to be at 3rd Street? Ooh, did you see who's going to be? It's like, oh, gosh, I didn't know it was such a big deal.
It is.
Our summer performing arts series not only is free, thanks to the generosity of local businesses who sponsor performances, but it's local music, local performers, sort of your tried and true favorites that you hear around town, and then some new talent, some new sounds. So there's just a huge variety of music to hear, and the fact that they're all from the Bloomington area makes it really fun.
Absolutely.
Very special.
And I think families, you know, plan that time. They go out, they hang out, their kids play and run around, whether it's at Bryan Park or 3rd Street Park. I think people just get out and they love it. And it's always nice to have some little background music. They take picnics.
The quintessential experience. Yeah, picnic dinner. And like you said, the kids can run around and you know, lots of people bring their dogs. The dogs of Bloomington are very savvy music lovers.
Sophisticated
music palette. So they get to hear lots of different sounds.
And they're very patient because they have to wait till the end of the year to go in the pools.
They do have to wait until the end. But yes, this year, once again, in August, we'll have Drool in the Pool at Mills Pool. So you can bring your dog to the pool so the dog can have his day.
Absolutely. It's fun.
I know.
It's
so
fun. We live in a fun city.
You just think about how many communities don't have things like this and how fortunate we are to have this.
Fortunate we are to have such a great parks department.
Right.
We have so... You guys do such a great job on this guide, and you got a proof here in front of us because it's really not out.
Yes.
But I am. I'm cheating with the program guide, but there's we talked about spring, and there's new programs this spring, and one of those is, well, I guess it's not totally new, sort of new. One of our community events staff came up with the idea of acoustic music in a natural setting. So we talked about music and great local bands, but we also have a series called Nature Sounds, which is acoustic music of all different kinds in our parks. So last fall, we had a concert at Lower Cascades Park, a Griffey Lake Boathouse out on the bridge by Church Lane on the Clear Creek Trail to sort of enjoy acoustic human-made music and then have a bit of a nature talk about the music of nature. What's making noise in nature right now, whether it's birds or waterfalls or what have you. So coming up in April on the 22nd is our kickoff for the Nature Sound series for 2016, and we're going to hear Scottish small pipes at the Griffey Lake Boathouse on Friday evening, April 22nd.
I love that. I love everything about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that one of your staff said, hey, this would be a good idea, and now it's a program.
Yeah.
And now it's a thing.
And I love that this guy is playing bagpipes. Who hears bagpipes in Bloomington, Indiana?
Well, if you're going to listen to it, hear it anywhere, you would hear it here, though.
That's true.
You know, why not?
So.
Yeah, and I have to admit my musical non-knowledge, because I'm not totally sure what Scottish small pipes are, but I'm really looking forward to going and finding out more and learning more about the musician and about the music.
That's awesome. I love that. So what else is in this upcoming edition? I feel like it's like a new book.
Yes.
It's a catalog, right? A great big fat, like, I don't know if you remember the Sears catalog, the Sears wish book. This dates me, but man, that was the big deal. And I think people look for our program guide too.
Sure.
Oh boy,
that
means summer's coming and the program guide is here. So the guide is, like I said, the guide is supposed to be printed on the 8th, but relax and just check your mailbox, because, you know, we try to mail it economically, so it'll be there probably next week, midweek. Mm-hmm. And if you don't see a copy in your mailbox, just call the Parks and Recreation Office, and that number is 812-349-3700, and ask us to send you a copy. We'd be happy to do that.
Or if you're downtown walking by, just walk in, and they'll probably have them there.
And we'll give you one, absolutely.
There might be one right inside the showers building, right there.
We have a
information
desk.
Stacks
of them, and all for public consumption, so definitely a way that we let people know what's going on in Bloomington. So if your April calendar isn't quite full yet, there's other programs going on. And we, again, have some new programs. We started a series. Our community events staff are big dog lovers. Our community events manager has a pair of golden retrievers, the sisters, golden retrievers, and so the twisted sisters. And she's the one who sort of came up with the drool in the pool idea. So we expanded that because people like to hang out with their dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So we created Yappy Hours. Unleash and unwind. It's an opportunity to have fun with your dogs.
Right.
So on Saturday, April 23rd, is Walk, Run, Jump. And we're hosting a walk from the Lion's Den shelter at Upper Cascades. This is a walk with you and your dog. And have a walk from the shelter at Upper Cascades down to the Ferguson Dog Park. And once you get down to the dog park, then your dog can participate in an agility demonstration. Try out the agility equipment where they run through, jump over bars and run through hoops and walk up ramps and things like that. And Flying Paws Agility Club is giving a demonstration with the professional agility dogs. So, you know, I know my dog would, you know, lay down on the ramp and take a nap. So, you know, maybe not the most agile dog, but it's an, you know, opportunity to try something new and have fun at the dog park. And so that's the Yappy Hour series.
And visit their other doggy friends.
Yes.
Lots of sniffing going on.
Yes, I can imagine. And the dogs too.
Yeah. I was going to say it.
Somebody had to come up with it.
Thank you, Nancy.
Well, exactly. So, well, and let's talk about, okay, so we have lots of things going on in the spring. And then, of course, upcoming is 4th of July. There's always the 4th of July parade.
The 4th of July parade is this year, believe it or not, on the 4th of July.
It's
a Monday this year. So we kick off the 4th of July with some great patriotic music on the square at 9 o'clock. And then the parade itself begins at 10. So if you're planning your 4th of July around the parade, you know when to have your lawn chair in place to save your best spot. We have only space for 100 entries in the parade. And you might think, wow, that's a lot. We always run out of space.
Oh, I bet.
So if you're thinking in the back of your mind that you might want to participate in the parade this year, definitely get your application in early. Mm-hmm. I know it's $25 to participate in the parade. And really just show off the best of what Bloomington has to offer. Yep. Great opportunity. And a new sponsor this year, the VFW Post, has stepped up as our title sponsor. Very so we're cool. so grateful yeah. to their for their support and really excited to have them on board this year.
That is awesome. Perfect. Well, you've got so many. Let's talk a little bit Parks and Rec in general. And well, we'll do that after we come back. We're going to take a quick break. I see we're long. So we'll be right back with Julie Ramey.